Well, in another move to protect Israel, France has banned pro-Palestinian rallies organized for this weekend. The French police have said that anti-Israel and pro-Palestinian demonstrations were banned after similar protests turned violent over the past days. The organizers of the rally say they've already filed a lawsuit against authorities. Thousands of people turned out on the streets of Paris on Wednesday in solidarity with the people of Gaza. French police used tear gas against them and at least 16 people were arrested. The French Interior Minister has meanwhile warned that anyone caught shouting slogans against Israel or torching Israel's flag would be arrested. Well, our correspondent in Paris tells us more about the story and how the protest ban could actually lead to more violence.
That they have the right to freedom of speech and expression and taking to the streets and protesting against, marching against the aggression on Palestine is one of their rights, whether this be Israel or probably some other country. But their basic point of view is that when there is aggression going on somewhere and if they are in solidarity with the victims of the aggression, they have the right to express their point of view. And one of their ways of expressing their point of view is holding demonstrations or marching through the street. What has happened over the past few weeks is that several demonstrations which were organized here in France, the initial ones were allowed, the second layer of demonstrations were not allowed, and the bans were kind of reinforced verbally by the French president. And then there was another demonstration which was allowed, which took place on Wednesday, which happened and which ended very peacefully, and even Jewish rabbis had actually taken part in that demonstration, saying they were very critical of Israel and Israeli policies. And overall, these demonstrations, the latest one ended very peacefully. The fear is that when a demonstration is banned here in France, the French tend to take it very seriously. They do gather, they do hold that demonstration, and then because they cannot go for a further distance or through the initial sort of route which they were supposed to follow for the demonstration, there's a lot of clashes between a section of the demonstrators. Let's be very clear, not every demonstrator taking part in any kind of demonstration is a violent person.